This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
You're the hell we got, man.
Now that's how you're supposed to drive! From that one, that's how you drive!
This kid can draw circles.
Home, remind yourself, nobody built like you, you design yourself.
Bam! Awesome.
Phenomenal.
Attaboy.
All right, it's time for Attaboy. Then we'll do touchdown turnover next segment. But we'll do Attaboy here because it is scheduled to play before touchdown turnover. Attaboy is where we highlight the positivity around the world. It could be inside of sports. It could be outside of sports. And today, looks like we are going inside of the world of sports. Charlie, what do you have?
Let's have an attaboy for the Washington Capitals, man. Won the Stanley Cup last night. One of the more phenomenal sports stories from this past, or over the course of the past year, I would say. Capitals, been an organization for 44 years, and for a long, long time have basically been presumed to be cursed.
Couldn't get over the hump.
Yeah, I think we talked about it before. They played the Pittsburgh Penguins in the playoffs 11 times since 1992 and lost 10 of them, if I'm remembering that correctly. That's just off the dome. But, like I said, presumed cursed. And then out of nowhere this season, last year they won the President's Cup, which means they had the best record in the league, and they got bounced in the second round. Then this year...
That sounds familiar.
Who else did that happen to? Ugh. But this year, they're much more middling, really just, you know, not that extraordinary of a team, and they just blow through the playoffs. But the craziest thing out of all of this, they were down by one game in every single series. They were down by at least one game. Against the Columbus Blue Jackets, they were down by two games. Came back and won the series.
Went to so, Game 7, didn't it?
It did. And an absolutely phenomenal run by the Capitals. First, I believe it's the first championship ever for the city of D.C. Am I thinking correctly?
Yeah,
Wizards never won one. Redskins?
Nationals. The Nationals have that same problem as the Capitals do, as they have this plethora of talent, and Max Scherzer, Bryce Harper, guys like that, and they can't get over the hump. And that's been the case for Alex Ovechkin, Brendan Holtby of late. My attaboy in that scenario goes to Barry Trotz, longtime Preds coach, the very first Preds coach. He was Preds coach for what, 18 years, 16 years, something along those lines. Very long time. Was through the Preds, up and downs, many, many losses, many, many wins. So I was really excited for him because that was his problem with the Preds, is that he could never get over the hump as well. And it's nice to see him finally get a championship. I always like to see – it's kind of like Bruce Pearl or Philip Fulmer went off and coached at
somewhere else. He was the original great coach for the Predators. He took them to heights they hadn't been to.
Right. You don't necessarily care about that team winning. You just hope that he wins one. And then not only him, but Alex Ovechkin.
It was cool to see.
One of the greatest of all time. It was really cool to see him kind of hoist the trophy afterwards during the ceremony. And
he was just exercising every demon that's followed him through his entire career. Because he has perpetually been the greatest player ever to not win a Stanley Cup.
Yes.
That had just been hanging on his back for most of his career. And finally, he got over that. And that was a cool moment. So just in general... And, yeah, it's good to see. I didn't want to see the Golden Knights win. I don't want to see an expansion team win a year one. That's not good for the league. That's not good for anybody except the city of Vegas. And so, cool story all around. Congrats to the Caps.
My question to the both of you is, the Caps won the Stanley Cup. And hockey tradition, once you win the cup, each teammate kind of gets a week or so with the cup.
Yes,
we have seen players eat cereal out of the cup, drink wine out of the cup, take it to the golf course. My question to the both of you is, what would you do with the cup? Because I'm the type that would probably eat Cocoa Pebbles out of the cup or some Lucky Charms.
Well, first I would wash it.
Well, yes, I would wash it.
But probably have a margarita out of the cup.
That's interesting. What does your opinion change at all if you knew that in the past, one of the most notorious stories about the Stanley Cup is that one, I forget exactly who it was, I'd have to look it up, but a player in the past let his kid, What's a kind way to say this?
Took a leak.
Drop a D in the
poop,
Stanley Cup.
Poop in the cup?
Yep.
No, because I'm sure they cleaned it.
I want to change my answer. Correction.
That's a notorious story.
I would not be doing anything with the cup besides putting it in a corner. That's it.
Would you take it to dinner and everything like that?
Oh yeah, man. I would take it everywhere. Like kind of like what Mark Cuban did when they beat the Heat there in the NBA Finals. Mark Cuban was everywhere with that trophy. Yeah. So, yeah, I would do that.
Like I would make my soon to be wife sit in the back seat. That cup is sitting in the front seat with me.
Oh man.
Sorry, wifey, you're gonna have to sit in the back seat for a week.
Man.
He's going to sleep in the bed with us, all that stuff.
You have no clue.
It was Chris Draper who did that.
What?
Played for the Red Wings.
A year? I mean, that's got to be a long time ago.
2008.
Yeah. See, my problem, I would still eat Cocoa Pebbles out of it because they've cleaned that thoroughly. They take care of that cup like it's the Pope.
I'm good.
Nope. He's so nonchalant about it. This was his quote from that week. He said, a week after we won it, I had my newborn daughter in there, and she accidentally pooped in the cup. That was something. We had a pretty good laugh. So it was like a little baby that they sat in it.
See, it's a cute poop.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Nope, ain't nothing cute about that. All right, right quick before we go to another break and we do touchdown turnover, Carwell sent in a comment, says, you want to clarify the question. It was a focus to get our opinion on the difficulty of having to evaluate the job a person is doing after following a legend, which is one of the tasks former will be evaluating with the Lady Vols program. I think it's a unique position for Coach Former to be in, especially being a first-year athletic director. Thanks for taking my call. Enjoy listening to the show. Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of what I was saying. It's hard to judge Pat Summitt. It's hard to judge Holly Warley because she followed Pat Summitt and she was a legend. She's the best ever. That's why I'm not necessarily looking at the lack of championships, because that is tough to do for Holly Warley. But what I am looking at is how she lost control and stooped to the level of Diamond DeShields and was really petty. When she decided to leave and her little smiley emoji, I thought that was very immature.
Deleted her Twitter.
And then appearing like the job was too big for her after her last loss last year in the tournament, looking at her kids and saying, well, it's not about wins and losses, and these kids take so much criticism. No, they don't take criticism, because I have not really seen much criticism about our players. The criticism really goes to Holly. And so I thought she tried to use the players as a shield there. That's been my only problem. You can't lose control of your team, and that's going to get Holly in trouble. But it is tough, and I do take that into consideration when we're looking at Holly's tenure here at Tennessee. And I hope that she is very successful this year, because I don't want her to be let go, because that'll be tough to play the school, to give your all, to coach at a school, and to be fired by that school. That's tough. And I know it took Coach Former a long time to get over that, and I'm glad he's in the position that he's in now. But I don't want that for Holly. Tennessee Levi says first purses and then a leg rub from Charlie. I don't know. Yeah, Tennessee Levi. The show got started off on a weird leg.
Here's the thing. I'm engaged. I'm about to get married. I don't care what people think anymore.
It just weird. It was just a little weird. It sounded weird.
It did. It 100% sounded weird.
M Camp Beast 8 says, do you remember the sweet cornbread that the gentleman at the Gibbs Hall cafeteria used to make? I had a buddy that used to meet me there all the time just for the sweet cornbread. It was amazing. Absolutely, I remember that cornbread at Gibbs Hall. How can you forget? Never can forget that.
And during our time, it was really, I guess it's probably still going on. What is it, Southern Kitchen or whatever, in Vault Hall?
Southern Kitchen.
They got some bomb cornbread.
Yep.
No.
They have some bomb chocolate chip cookies, too.
Mm-hmm.
Chip Payne said, who is the Alex Ovechkin of the NFL? An athlete so great, but only have one ring or cup. That's a great question. We will get to that. We got touchdown turnover coming up next. Stay with us.
Voted best barbecue in City View Magazine and a top 100 barbecue restaurant in the country, Dead End is a no-brainer when you are craving the smoky flavor of Quality Q. Dead End makes it easy to enjoy their fantastic menu with online ordering and local delivery with Valet Gourmet. That's right, you can have Dead End brought to you. Can't think of the spread for your next event? Get Dead End to cater it. Check them out online, deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue, the search is over.
By now, you know that Mooyah has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen, they have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers, not to mention they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Mooyah and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mattress.
Touchdown or turnover is up next on the Swain Event.
Having a place to call home means a lot. A place that feels comfortable where you can be yourself. Better Mattress has called East Tennessee home for the past 27 years. You can tell when you walk in, they care. They have that Tennessee spirit that feels like home. You can trust them. Better Mattress has the history, the expertise to help you sleep better, and they have the top brands. From Tempur-Pedic to Stearns & Foster, Better Mattress has the brands you know, plus they carry their own line handcrafted in East Tennessee. The owners of Better Mattress know the person who made your Better Mattress. They visit their manufacturers to perfect every single detail before carrying them in their stores. To celebrate 27 years, you can get an adjustable base for $27 on select purchases. That's a $1,299 value. With a 100-night guarantee, you can shop worry-free at Better Mattress. You are missing out if you don't shop Better Mattress. It feels like home, and this month only, get an adjustable base for $27 to celebrate 27 years in business. Good night, just got better. BEDRmattress.com.
We now return to the program. It's A Debtful Life.
2 auto loans, 6 credit cards. Sometimes I wish I'd never taken out all this debt.
Oh, you should never say that, especially since Alcoa 10 will pay you up to $500 for your debt.
Who are you? Are you an angel?
Close. I'm a loan officer at Alcoa 10.
Teacher said that whenever you hear cha-ching, someone refinance a loan at Alcoa 10.
Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong. Equal housing lender.
When I made the move to my own studio, I was worried about this. I was worried about that. I was worried about, hey, did I get this piece of equipment? Did I get that piece of equipment? Does that sound good? Does that not sound good? One thing I didn't have to worry about, that was office furniture. Because Office Furniture Outfitters met my furniture needs. With a 50,000 square foot facility, they have East Tennessee's largest selection and are the best value for new and used office furniture. Located in Knoxville, it's easy to find everything you need for your new space, including desks, file cabinets, chairs, conference tables, and more. Office Furniture Outfitters is turnkey. They came to my place, we mapped everything out that was needed, they delivered, and get this, set everything up. To learn more about what Office Furniture Outfitters can do for you, log on to OFONOX.com. That's OFONOX.com.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Touchdown or Turnover is backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
All right, touchdown turnover, backed by Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union, atfcu.com. Better rates and better service. Terrell Owens voted to the Hall of Fame after sitting on the sideline for a couple years. Without a doubt, should have been inducted years ago. But, hey, it happens. It happened to Chris Carter. Happen to others where you have to wait longer than probably you should. But you get in. You get in, and that's what really matters. Now, Terrell Owens yesterday put out a statement via his Twitter declining to go to the Hall of Fame ceremony. This is what he says. While I am incredibly appreciative of this opportunity, I have made the decision to publicly decline my invitation to attend the induction ceremony in Canton. After visiting Canton early this year, I came to the realization that I wish to celebrate what will be one of the most memorable days of my life elsewhere. Touchdown turnover, T.O. is making the wrong decision.
Touchdown. I think it's kind of an easy one, to be honest with you. It's the Hall of Fame. Why would you not go? Quite frankly, all you're doing is showing your pettiness. And I do feel bad for Terrell Owens. I do believe he was dealt a bad hand in terms of getting into the Hall of Fame. But at the end of the day, you made it. And that's all that matters. Going to Canton, Ohio for that, I guess it's a Friday or Saturday, that they announce everybody and everybody gives their Hall of Fame speeches is just an incredible moment. I'll never forget Jerome Bettis' Hall of Fame speech as a Steelers fan. And there's been so many athletes over the years where I tune in and watch because I love hearing the stories that they tell. I love hearing just what it means to them. It's kind of cool to hear their stories and what they've been through. So I don't understand why Terrell Owens would not want to go, even though he was dealt a bad hand. Because at the end of the day, you still got in. It's still an incredible honor. And it's something that you shouldn't be petty about, in my opinion.
I'm going to say turnover. How did you phrase it? Make sure I'm saying it correctly.
He's making a mistake by not going.
No. Okay, so yes, turnover. I don't think it is a mistake because the thing is, this is the perfect Terrell Owens move, I think.
Most definitely
it's
is.
It's so T.O. to finally get into the hall after all this time, and then he just takes a left and says, nah, I'm not going to show up. I love it. I think it perfectly fits into his legacy. Sort of like Ben said. I mean, at the end of the day, all
you,
that really
you love him doing this.
I kind of do. I don't know that I love. Love's a really strong word. I don't mind it at all. It doesn't matter to me. I think, like I said, it just sort of fits into his legacy. His whole deal has been stirring up stuff like this his entire career in the NFL, just doing things in kind of a counterculture way. And I like that. I like that he's sticking to his character. I don't know if that's – I don't think that's why he's doing this. It may be because he's bitter towards the Hall for leaving him out for so long.
He's definitely bitter.
He doesn't – yeah, I think that is why. He doesn't like the people running the place or whatever it may be. But I just – nah, that's not a mistake. Just at the end of the day, all that matters is that your name is in there and you did what you needed to be a Hall of Famer and he did all of that. So if you don't show up, you know, what is that to me?
Interesting. I'm going touchdown. Now, I've watched Terrell Owens, his reality show. I got a chance to learn a little bit more about Terrell Owens when that was on air. To understand kind of where he came from, his childhood, his upbringing. Also, there was a documentary on him. I got a chance to watch that and just have a deeper appreciation and understanding of why T.O. was the way he was as a player. And yeah, he was emotional. He was selfish, but he's also very passionate and he was an extremely hard worker. There's no way you can be in that type of shape that T.O. was in, recover from injury, be able to play in the Super Bowl. Many people didn't think he would be able to play when they went up against the Patriots when he was a part of the Eagles. So I got a lot of respect for T.O., a lot of work that he's put in. He's overcome a lot. Here's the thing about T.O. that I did not know. T.O. growing up lived with his grandmother and did not know his father for a very, very long time. It wasn't until the little girl across the street, T.O. started to have a liking to. And grandmother had to kind of say, hey, you can't like her. And the reason why he couldn't like her was because that was his sister. And he didn't even know it. Well, his father stayed across the street from him for all these years, and he did not know his father. And as a young man, I can see how that would affect you. I can see that. Now, we're going to have on Rachel Barbro at 9:15. And she goes around speaking to college football programs. And she started an organization that is built to change the narrative, to help these young men understand their purpose and staying out of trouble and treat females with respect and all that stuff. And you look at a lot of our young men who are having issues, it's probably because they don't have a father figure at the house, and they don't have that two-parent household. And I understand a little bit of what T.O., like this chip on his shoulder that he had when he was a player, and kind of some of the quirkiness that you see with T.O. I understand it. And you just root for a guy like that he can mature and, you know, grow. And when someone does something to him, he can still forgive them and move on and understand the bigger picture. Now, look at this example here of him finally being inducted into the Hall of Fame. He should have been in 3 years ago. He's been a finalist for the last 3 years. And folks have not want him in because of what happened when he was with the 49ers. He got into it with Jeff Garcia. He got into it with Donovan McNabb. And then he ultimately got into it with Tony Romo and the Dallas Cowboys because he was saying that Tony Romo and Jason Witten had this special relationship and that it affected him getting balls. And listen, if you are a coach and you have T.O. on your team, and Tony Romo and Jason Witten, you should be getting the ball to T.O. as much as you're getting the ball to Jason Witten, no doubt about it. So I'm not saying that T.O. does not deserve attention and deserve to be thrown at because he's one of the best receivers of all time. But just three examples of how he tore apart teams with his attitude. And receivers are divas. Receivers are. We are divas. But you can't let that get in the way of your team goals. You can't let that be the reason why you tear teams apart. And T.O. seemed to do that more than not. And here's an opportunity. After being out of the game for so long, you finally get in. What is wrong with taking the high road? It's the writers who, and I got a writer on for what today? It's the writers that have made it about them and chose not to vote you in because of personal reasons. Not because of what you did on the football field, but how you acted. That's dumb to me. Why are you taking it out on all the people that's going to be there in attendance? Why are you taking it out on all the volunteers that's going to be there? I just think it's kind of disrespecting the game by not being there and being with everybody else and taking the high road. I remember when Chris Carter, who was passed over many times, go back and watch Chris Carter's Hall of Fame induction speech. It was, my opinion, the best ever. The best ever. He mentioned Reggie White as like one of two or three people that made a difference in his life. Reggie White was his teammate there with the Philadelphia Eagles. And he mentioned Reggie White. Now, he was with the Eagles. He had a cocaine problem, and he was released by Buddy Ryan, the Eagles, and the Vikings signed him, and then he turned his life around, and he became one of the best receivers of all time, and he mentored Randy Moss. Chris Carter's speech was unreal. He had these ups and downs, but he was able to kind of share what got him through. He got a chance to share his story in the biggest stage ever. And T.O.'s going to miss that opportunity. T.O.'s going to miss that opportunity to tell folks, hey, this is what I overcame. This is what I'm here now. I'm taking the high road. I'm glad to be in the hall. That's an unbelievable moment to highlight everybody that's been important in your life. Now, he may go out and do something else, do another event, and still be able to highlight and give those people credit. That's cool. But I just think
that's what he said he was going to do.
I just think in this moment, just take the high road, man. This is special. This is the gold jacket ceremony. Why are you still being petty and immature? I just think it's a bad move for T.O. I'm a huge T.O. fan on the field. You can't take that away from him at all because the dude worked his tail off. He was amazing on that football field. He was a warrior. But this is a bad move by T.O. I'm really disappointed in him, and that's why I say touchdown. Bad move. Bad move.
He still looks like he could go out and play. He is. Have you seen a picture of him lately? He's
yoked
up. He looks like he could.
Stays in good shape.
No reason he couldn't play for the Browns right now.
I don't know. I guess it doesn't bother me that much. Like I said, it just goes along with who T.O. has always been.
Which is not good. It goes along with his selfishness and him tearing teams apart. I don't see how that does not bother someone who, like me. I mean, if you – I don't know. Maybe because I play a team sport, I could not have a guy like a T.O. On my team and not want to put my hands on him. I mean, that's why he split those teams up and they got him out of there because you had a side of the locker room that was on his side, and then you had the other side of the locker room who wanted to beat him up, and you just can't have that on your team. And so, I would think with all that happened, you would at least show up for the Hall of Fame induction. I mean, it'd be one thing if, like, you had this clean career where you were a great teammate and no selfishness. But T.O. has had, like, three incidents at three different organizations where his selfishness tore teams apart. And so I just think, man, just take the high road. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's get to Turkey Man. Turkey Man, good morning.
Good morning, individuals.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I tell you what, I heard you talking about Ben's lower extremity injury there this morning, and I hope he doesn't affect his playing time. But we'll hear that as the show goes on.
I'm questionable for Monday's show, Turkey Man.
That's what I was wondering about, if he's going to be game ready or not. Give that 63 effort. Hey guys, I was going to comment on your interview yesterday. I just really enjoyed that with Coach Pruitt. But before I do this, I tell you what, you talk about this cornbread deal.
Okay.
I tell you what, I don't know what they call them, Petros or whatever like that, where they put corn chips and chili and cheese and sour cream on it.
Uh-huh.
Well, you ain't never eat one of them Petros unless you put cornbread at the bottom of it and put your chili on it and put your cheese and put your sour cream on it. Mm. And you can't do that with sweet. You got to do that with unsweet cornbread. But I think if they did that, they could be a big seller at the stadium, and it should be a tailgate staple. But that's just me. But anyhow, talking about your interview there, I really enjoyed that. I like the honest approach and thinking that's the way it's supposed to be, and yes, that's the way it is supposed to be. I liked him being excited. I liked him being hungry. I like that. And I also like that being disappointed after a win of performance, because you can't get better if you don't coach them up, if you don't work on those things that will make you better. And I really got excited about that. And you guys did a tremendous job. I hope you get him back on again, and I hope you have a great, great weekend. And keep that cornbread in the skillet and ready to serve, because it ain't nothing like after a meal or later on for a snack, cornbread and milk. That's hard to beat. Guys, love you. Have a good one.
All right, Turkey Man. Have a great weekend.
You have a good one, too.
It's an interesting take on chili to put cornbread at the bottom.
You know, when he said that, I'm changing what I would do with the cup. I would eat chili out of it.
Hmm. Well, the video came out there that I just saw of Alex Ovechkin pouring a full giant bottle of champagne in the top, and he was drinking out of it. So clearly the story that I told earlier does not faze those guys much.
When you win the cup, I'm sure nothing does.
Maybe it's had a little bleach bath or something.
I guarantee, like I said, that's why I'm okay with eating my Cocoa Pebbles and chili out of the cup, is because I guarantee you they have cleaned that just religiously.
You have to.
Okay.
Also be disgusting. But yeah, it's really a tradition. Each guy that gets it, you have a party when you get it, like in your house, and you throw a party around the cup.
I think I just changed my goal in life just within the last 5 minutes. I'm going to join a front office of a hockey team, preferably the Nashville Predators, and then when they win the cup, I can have the cup for a day, and I will eat Cocoa Pebbles for breakfast in it. I'll have banana pudding for lunch in it, and then I'll have chili and cornbread for dinner in it.
That sounds good, man. Sounds good. All right, hour two continues. After these messages, T.O., think about all those Hall of Fame inductees. Deion Sanders of the world, the Michael Irvins of the world. Imagine how they feel right now knowing that the T.O. says, you know what, I'm going to do my own thing. I'm not going to come. A little disrespectful. But, hey, I'm curious to see.
That's always been his M.O., though.
I'm really
he's consistent.
Doesn't mean it's right.
That's true.
I'm curious to see his reason why and see what he's doing. I'm not gonna go fully over the line. I'm gonna wait and see what he's going to do before I really say what I really want to say about the move and the decision. All right, 865-200-5503.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jared Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jared Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jared Castile and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
Top 100 Barbecue Restaurant Dead End Barbecue isn't just a great place to go for dinner. They have fantastic lunch specials every day. Monday through Friday, they offer great deals on different meals each day. Dead End Barbecue has the smoke and sweet meal with half-smoked chicken, a side, choice of bread and banana pudding on Monday, brisket French dip on Tuesday, salmon salad on Wednesday, Thursday is the cold smoked turkey BLT, and center cut bone-in pork chop on Friday. Not to mention, you can get a bowl of beans and smoked sausage for $6 every day. So when you are looking for somewhere to go for lunch during the week, look no further than Top 100 Barbecue Restaurant Dead End Barbecue. Check them out online at deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue, your lunch search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. The next thing you know, you're being arrested for DUI. Be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call DUI and criminal defense attorney Marcos Garza. Put this number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty, say Garza. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Sipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's. Or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today.
your car insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
Looking for a different way to enjoy the Swain event? Then check out Swain Event TV, brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Follow the show on Periscope and Facebook Live.
Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Today's lunch special is the center cut bone-in pork chop, 10 ounce of just goodness, seasoned and seared, served with two sides, and most importantly, your choice of bread.
Banana pudding.
You don't have a choice, really. Your choice is cornbread, all right? We're bringing you cornbread. It's not going to be a roll. You are getting cornbread. You're getting cornbread.
Question. Dead End brings you banana pudding or cornbread? Which are you choosing if you can only have one?
That's actually a good question.
Probably cornbread.
Yeah, honestly. I don't even know if I could tell you why. It just, I love them both. That's tough.
I would just demand that I have both.
Just take both and eat them back to back. Yeah. That's the only real answer there.
Yeah. I would definitely go cornbread. South Cacval says, I disagree to an extent, Jason. We always judge quarterbacks by their amount of championship. But we're saying T.O. is a Hall of Fame. And in the same breath, we're saying he was a bad team player. He never won a championship. And a lot of times done more harm than good. I don't know kind of what the disagreement is. You know, he was a great player. The Hall of Fame is what did you do on the football field? He was one of the best players of all time. How do you not have him in the Hall of Fame? But on the same hand, he was a terrible teammate. There's no doubt about that. For me, that does not change the fact that he should be in the Hall of Fame or not. He should be in the Hall of Fame.
I think that's what he's disagreeing with you on, is maybe that there is a little validity to maybe being a poor teammate should be a qualification for being in the Hall of Fame. Because, you know what, I maybe agree with it slightly. It's not something that I'm over the top with. But, I mean, that is a quality of your performance on the football field and a team aspect.
No, that has anything to do with your performance. I mean, it affects the team's performance, maybe, but your performance.
I guess
he never had a problem with going hard. He's never been questioned for effort. Never.
Correct.
He's never been arrested.
Nobody's talking about that. Everybody's talking about his interaction with his teammates.
But let me finish. He's never been arrested. He's always played hard, and he's produced all the time. His problem is he's been a selfish player, and he is ripped apart a couple locker rooms. That should not exclude you from the Hall of Fame. I'm sorry. Like, he was just an unbelievable player. How do you do that and still keep the integrity of what the Hall of Fame is about in place if you're going to not allow Terry Owens to get in just because you didn't like him or he wasn't the best teammate? What about other players that were on drugs, that played the game while on drugs? That it could be recreational drugs, it could be PEDs. That is also disrespecting the game if you want to throw that in there too.
Aren't they pretty much all on drugs though? Let me finish. With all the pills that are being shoved down their throat?
There's legal drugs, there's illegal drugs.
And you just said that. But yeah, unfortunately, that's the game that it's turned into, is that they are pills shoved down their throats constantly.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's legal drugs and there's illegal drugs. If you're There's pro players that take illegal drugs. Correct. And they are under the influence while they're playing. That happens too. But T.O. has never done that. He's never been arrested. He plays his butt off. You never have a problem with injury at all. And he is second all-time in receiving yards. He's third all time in touchdowns. You can't keep him out of the Hall of Fame.
No, and that's not what I was saying. He should 100% be in the Hall of Fame, but it doesn't bother me when people take into consideration how he affects his team when the game is 100% a team sport.
Yes.
I think being a good teammate and whether you divide a locker room or not, that's important. Maybe not necessarily to your individual game, as you said, but I guess what I'm saying is I don't mind if somebody takes that into consideration because it is a team sport, and the way you impact your teammates does impact the way you play. Terrell Owens just did not let it impact the way he played his game.
I just think there are other selfish acts that you can engage in as a player and it affect your team that gets overlooked.
Yes.
Other folks have had their actions, selfish actions, been overlooked, and they've been in the hall, been selected earlier than T.O.
Correct. I agree.
It ain't, you know, what T.O. did ain't the only example of being a bad teammate. That's all I'm saying. You can be a bad teammate in a number of ways.
Yes.
And it's just not being, you know, flamboyant as T.O. was and being out there. There's a lot of guys that display some poor team etiquette, teammate etiquette, that does not get highlighted. All I'm saying is there's other ways you can do that. There's other ways to be selfish, and that does not get highlighted. T.O. should have been in earlier, but his decision to not go to the Hall of Fame is one I disagree with because I think he should be – I think he should turn the other cheek there. I think he should, you know, take the high road and on the biggest stage share his story, share his amazing story about where he came from and how he got there and how he grew and the people that meant so much to him in his life. Because you don't get to where T.O. has gotten by yourself. There's people in your corner. There's people helping you to do that. And so it'd be really cool to see him on the stage with all the other Hall of Famers, you know, saying that. Same way with, you know, Brett Favre and the Chris Carters of the world. That would be cool. But, hey, he's not going to do that. He's going to do his own thing. Let's go to the phones and let's get to Kevin in Houston.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Hey man, how you doing?
What's up?
All right, Swain. Hey, you know, it's an interesting situation with Terrell Owens. And I heard yesterday that he was going to decline the invitation to go to Canton. And it wasn't surprising at all. I wasn't surprised one little bit.
Nope.
And I took into account what you said about how he grew up and he didn't know about the little girl across the street. I heard that story, and it was absolutely astonishing when I heard that. And that was a couple of years ago. And I understand with the way that, you know, some people are raised and the way they grow up shapes their life.
Yeah.
But you know, your past doesn't have to be your destiny.
That's right.
And he has chosen to take a route that's very selfish, very self-centered. And there's no doubt that he has been, I mean, outside of what I would love to have him on my football team. But I have nothing for him outside of what he can do on the field. You know, at some point you got to grow up. And he's never done that. And what he's done by declining this offer, in my opinion, he has put himself above the game, which, not surprising. And he's basically slapped on every old-timer that's in the Hall of Fame. You know, they busted their butt to get there. They paid the dues. They bled. They sweat. They paid the price. And it's kind of sad that a couple years from now, some grandfather's going to take his grandson on a summer trip, and they're going to go by the Hall of Fame, and they're going to go by, and the grandfather's going to say, "Look, kid, there's Walter Payton. There's Dick Nitrane Lane. There's Marcus Allen. Here's Terrell Owens. What did he do? He only served himself, and he actually never came. And, you know, he's going to tell that story, and it's just sad that all these men of character are going to be in there. And then there's a select few. It's not just T.O. And I'm not going to get political, but, you know, at some point character counts, and it should be as – the character of the individual that goes into the Hall of Fame should be just as important as what their contributions on the field were. And maybe it's time the NFL takes a stand and says, you know what? Let's start going over and reviewing the past of these players. And maybe OJ does need to go. Maybe Terrell Owens, oh, you don't want to show up? You don't want to be a part of this? Okay, no problem. You're not in. Have fun. Go celebrate that. And I think it's just a very sad situation all the way around.
You know, Kevin, I think there's a time and a place to be petty. Thanks for the phone call. Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player to ever play the game. Arguably.
He was petty at his Hall of Fame induction.
He was petty at the wrong time ever, and it really made him look bad. Dude, you've been out the game. You are owner. You're the best player ever. You won 6 championships. You're being recognized for your greatness, and you're still taking shots at people that doubted you. And you come. I mean, Michael Jordan had the worst Hall of Fame speech that I probably have ever heard. It was bad. It made him look really bad in that moment. Really bad. There's a time and a place to be petty. And Michael Jordan picked the wrong time. And T.O. is picking the wrong time here to be petty. It makes him look worse than the people who, air quotes here, wronged him. That's all I'm saying. And I appreciate guys like Deion Sanders, players that played the game who are in the media, that's reaching out to him, that want to know kind of, hey, man, why are you doing this? I need to kind of know some information before I go in on you because I got to keep it real. I appreciate those guys. Deion Sanders. I know Michael Irvin is commented. I know Shannon Sharp probably is going to comment on his show. He's a Hall of Famer. So I want to hear from these guys and kind of get their take on it. But it's hard for me to go along with this decision from T.O. And I just hope he would take the high road and show some respect to the other guys that are in the Hall of Fame. That's my viewpoint there. We got For What coming up next. And to start Hour 3, we'll be joined by Rachel Barbeau. She's on ESPN SiriusXM on radio. Commentator, college football, announcer. She does it all. But I think her most important work is right here, and that is traveling across the country, speaking to roomfuls of young men, changing the narrative, letting them understand that they can be kings, that they can set an example for people before them, people after them, and be better men. So you be a better husband, so you be great fathers. There's a narrative in college football right now, and Rachel Barbeau is trying to change it, and she is changing it. And I can't wait to hear what motivated her to get in action to start traveling and helping these young men. So we'll talk to her at 9:15. Stay with us. Swain Event.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Hey, it's Jason Swain. There's a lot of people talking about testosterone, but do your homework and go to a medical provider that you trust and that specializes in testosterone. I got my levels tested at the Low T Center. Their physicians exclusively diagnose and treat men with low T. At the Low T Center, it's quick and easy. Treatment is even covered by most health insurance. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
For what is coming up on the Swain Event.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store. With flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Small town like a small town.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, Man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swaino, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The Shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The Berry Punch and Activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the Pure Recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swaino, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK.
Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
Butch Jones replacing Philip Fulmer on the Jumbotron.
For what?
People getting drunk and stumbling into the wrong house.
For what?
Butch saying a chart told him to kick an extra point instead of going for two.
For what?
People who break the law while breaking the law.
For what?
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Today's lunch special, again, is a center cut bone-in pork chop. Seasoned, seared, served with two sides and your choice of bread. And I would highly recommend, I knew he was going to do that. I would highly recommend the cornbread. I knew he was going to do that. And I thought about screenshotting it. And I didn't for some reason.
He deleted it, didn't he?
I did not. Do it.
Well, do you remember his name? I'm sure somebody took a screenshot.
Gary Myers is his name. I knew he was going to do that. I knew he was going to delete that tweet. I knew he was going to do it. Oh, you better do it, Gary Myers, because I was coming. I was about to come get you, Gary Myers. I'm still going to get you because he is the author. He's a media member. He's a New York Times bestseller of the book Brady versus Manny, and somebody screenshotted it, Ben pulled it up. I'm giving my for what to Gary Myers, at Gary Myers NY. Yesterday he tweeted at 12:30 p.m., Terrell Owens informed Pro Football Hall of Fame he is not attending induction ceremony. Unprecedented. Classy guy. If I knew he would not show up, I would have voted for someone who would have. T.O. was not happy. It took until the third year to get in. Don't know the reason why he's showing up. Gary, you get it for what, man? Guys like you shouldn't be voting. If you letting your emotions get in the way of understanding the play on the football field was like anyone else that played that position, most of anyone else. The only people that were probably greater is Jerry Rice and a few others. A small list of receivers that were better than T.O. on the football field. T.O. was unreal. If you're letting your personal feelings get in the way of voting someone in the Hall of Fame, you shouldn't have a vote. And here is the reason why people do not trust and like the media. It ain't about you. Media guys, it ain't about you. The story is not about you.
Don't become the story.
You are supposed to share the story. Stop trying to become the story. It's not about you, Gary. No one cares about your opinion on Terrell Owens. You just vote. Is he good enough to play in the Hall of Fame? Is he good enough to be in the Hall of Fame or not? Based on what he did on the football field. That's why he deleted the tweet. Because he knew it was wrong. He gets it for what? It's not about you. Don't become the story. You don't have that much power. And sometimes folks cannot, they just cannot handle power. They can't handle it. You got a little bit of power and you try to abuse it, flinging it around. If I would have known you wouldn't have, you know, not shown up, I wouldn't have voted for you. Who are you, man? You just got to vote. That's all you have is a vote. It's not about you. This is why people just don't like the media. Get out of the way. Just tell the story. Just tell the facts and move. Sorry, man. What you got?
I got... for what? I'm going back to Florida. We're back in Florida now, of course. The stalwart of the for what segment? The state of Florida. Here it is. Hardware store employee attacked by customer's pet monkey. I mean, it's just Florida. I guess we're... Oh, do we have to go to break?
When we come back, you finish that for what?
I'll give you the rest of this for what. That's a little teaser there.
You will give us the Florida for what when we come back. We got hour three coming up. And I want to hear this because it's always something new in the state of Florida. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, hour three coming up.